This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, folks. Thanks for staying with us. Great to have you on board with Art Jones, congressional candidate for the Republican Party, coming up this November 6th. In the election that will take place, and a lot of exciting things happening across the country. First, start before we get back into what we were talking about. We do have a caller, I believe James from Minnesota, but it could be wrong. I hope I'm right. I hope my failing memory is working. James, was I right? Or
yes, you were.
Okay, great. Okay, good. You have a question for Art or a comment or anything else?
It's a combination of question and two questions slash comments.
Sure, take your time.
I'm listening. I'm enjoying the show a lot. I noticed that Art, he'll go on these shows, and I hope he can address this because it's really seems to be a pressing concern. He goes on these shows. A lot of people listen to him. And then he practically gets no response in terms of people sending in financial donations, which he desperately needs for his campaign. So on the one hand, they're happy to listen, but on the other hand, they won't put the rubber to the road, so to speak, in sending donations. So I hope Art could address this, and I hope he does better on this show in that regard. The second thing... it's kind of a delicate issue, but I'm just curious. I noticed in the past the American Free Press has given coverage to Art, and now for some reason they've just completely blocked him out. So I hope maybe you or Art could address that issue also.
Okay, great. James, do you want to stay on the line while Art... do you want me to address the American Free Press issue, or do you want Art to address your question first about their comment about the financial donations?
Yeah, both of you you could address so where you think you're would be more knowledgeable or more appropriate.
Right. Which one do you want first?
Well, Art could go first.
Okay, go ahead, Art.
Well, it's a little embarrassing, but he's absolutely right. I've been on several different internet shows and talk shows and the response, what do these people expect out of me? I mean, I'm doing the absolute best I can with what little I have. And, when I get a $5 donation, when that person could send a lot more than that and they send $5, I can't win with those kind of donations, folks. I need at least 25 to 50 to 100 bucks, and I know there's people out there, that can easily afford that. I hate to have to be put in a position where I have to beg for money, but really, I mean, I'm doing very well to generate my own publicity, okay? I mean, I'm in the newspapers, all the time. And people are talking about me right and left and everything like this. But what wins elections is funds, finances, okay? I mean, think of all the things you use, your money for, all right? Yes, you have your normal expenses, but I'm sure there's a lot of times you just blow money on things that really you don't need at that moment. But I desperately need funding. My opponents... Dan Lipinski has a war chest of over $1 million, all right? This new guy that just jumped into the race, okay? He went on an outfit called CrowdPack, and CrowdPack will not allow a Republican on their website. So he put himself down as a write-in candidate with no political affiliation, and he received $27,000 already. In one day, he got $15,000. I wish you could have even a third of that, for God's sakes. But I had to take money because I'm not employed because of the Department of Homeland Security. I'm on Social Security. I took $200 out of my own Social Security check to fund my own campaign. Okay? I desperately need people that are listening to this program. If you agree with my positions, please help me out financially. The race is really coming to a close here. We've only got, I think 70 days, all right? That's it. And then it'll be election time. Between now and then, I need to raise a couple of $1,000 more than what I have in that war chest right now. Right now, I have less than $3,000 in my campaign fund, going up against $15,000, $27,000, and over $1 million. Okay? So I need the help of every true American patriot. Okay? I've generated hundreds of millions of dollars of publicity on the internet. You just Google my name. Art Jones for Congress. That's my website address. Just Google it. Art Jones for Congress. You go to my website immediately. For some reason, if you use the space bar above, you can't get my address, all right? But you have to just Google Art Jones for Congress. Boom. You'll get right to my website. You can scroll down and see all the other issues I'm dealing with here, okay? And I need the help. That's the plain god-awful truth. My mailing address, I had a PayPal account for 3 days. For 3 days, I brought in $692, which was off to a good start. But on the fourth day, PayPal canceled my account. Okay? There's no reason other than the fact they don't like my politics. PayPal is run by a Jewish guy named Dan Shulman. And apparently he didn't care for my America First stance against the Israeli lobby. Okay? My opponent here, Mr. Lipinski, the incumbent Democrat, he's rated 100% approval from Handgun Control Incorporated, otherwise known as the Brady Campaign. Okay? He has received $20,400 in contributions from AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, for this campaign. That's part of his $1 million war chest. A lot of other Jews have chipped in, a lot of liberals and people that support his policies, okay? So I need the help. I really desperately need the help. And I can win if you'll get behind me. And if I can win, other candidates will be inspired to do the same thing. But if I go down to defeat, okay, then other people will be discouraged and they won't want to even try. So it's more than just my campaign that's at stake here. It's other potential candidates in upcoming elections in 2020, for example. Okay? So you have to get behind this campaign if you really believe in the idea of putting the interests of the American people first and getting out of these crazy, insane, costly wars in the Middle East. All right? That's what I told people when I went and got my signature that said I'm concerned about a war with Iran. And even the ones who didn't sign, of the 2,000-plus people I talked to, 838 people signed my nomination papers. I only needed 603 signatures to get on the ballot, so I got more than enough. But even the ones who didn't sign said, you're absolutely right, Mr. Jones, we don't need another war in the Middle East. All right? Because that will totally destroy the Trump presidency if he gets bogged down in the Middle East. All the good things he wants to do for this country will go right down the tubes. And we'll have massive inflation. We'll have all kinds of problems that right now seem to be on the wing. But a war in the Middle East will be a total disaster for this country. And we could lose a lot of men. All right? There's one example. The Russians have provided Iran with what's called the Sunburn missile. That's an anti-ship missile that locks on a ship, and when it slams in that ship, it's doing twice the speed of sound at 9 feet above the waterline, okay? So you can imagine the kinetic energy just from the speed of this thing. It could be armed with a nuclear warhead, or it could be armed with a conventional warhead. But in any case, they have thousands of these sunburned missiles. Our own Navy admits there's no defense against. So we've got our fleet parked out there in the Mediterranean off the Strait of Hormuz, okay, within range of those sunburned missiles. And if we go to war against Iran, we're going to lose thousands and thousands of men. Okay? And if that happens, Trump isn't just going to send a little bomb sortie over and bomb a few airfields. He'll probably drop a nuke on Tehran. And that will be the beginning of World War III. Okay? So that's what I've been trying to avoid in this campaign, is to prevent World War III from breaking out because of our gutless Congress listens and is totally dependent upon the Israeli lobby. Okay? So that's my concern. If you want to avoid war in the Middle East, get behind my campaign. Because when I get to Congress, I'm going to make an issue of it like nobody else has. I will not stand by and see this country sucked into another Middle East war. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I know what war is. My opponent, Lipinski, has never been in military service. He's never seen war, okay? Mr. Hansen has never been in the military. He's never seen war. Mr. Yerkes, the other rising candidate, he's never been in the military service. He's never seen war. My critic, Sean Morrison, who's the chairman of the Cook County Republican Party, he's never been in the service. He's never seen war. The state chairman of the Illinois Republican Party, Tim Snyder, he's never been in service. He's never seen war, all right? I have. I don't want to see more and more Americans come back all crippled and maimed. And I go to the VA hospital from time to time for injury that I experienced, okay? And I see the results of our policy in the Middle East. Young men and even, God forbid, young women coming back missing arms, missing legs, paralyzed, blind, crippled for life. For what? Just so Netanyahu could grab off some more territory from the Palestinians? Just so these gutless Republicans and Democrats, part of this two-party, Jew-party, queer-party system, can get themselves reelected to sell this country down the road, to betray American workers, to betray American fighting men like we did in Vietnam? No, I don't want to let that happen. So you have to get behind my campaign in a big way. Please. I'm begging you. I need your help.
Art, can I cut in for a second and just mention one thing to you? There may be some sort of a glitch on the computer, but I'm looking at it right now. It says ArtJonesForCongressman.com. So ArtJonesForCongressman.com, as opposed to just simply ArtJonesForCongress.com.
Well, if you Google just Art Jones for Congress, okay, you'll get my website. You got to scroll down a couple of spaces there, and it says official website of Arthur Jones for Congress. All right,
I'm going to dig up the right one on the break. Hey, hang on, James. We're going to come back, and then we'll answer the second part to your question. So just stay with us. Folks, we'll see you in a couple minutes.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It goes fast, folks. Time really does fly. And here we are again. And, Art, if you answered that question, first question, which I think you did, and I'll just let some folks know about that website. Thank you, Kat, which is correct, artjonesforcongressman.com. So it's, of course, all lowercase, no spaces, artjonesforcongressman.com. And it's all up there, and there's couple pictures of Art, I guess a present-day photo, and then there's a picture of you when you were fighting for your country and some of the awards you won there, which obviously
and
Vietnam.
Dave, if you could just repeat his phone number and address just one time for the record, that would be helpful too, I think.
Okay. Well, Art, why don't you do that? Because I don't know what number you want to give out. I got a couple of numbers for you. So your address and phone number, I'll just tell you that, you know, there is a way that you can contribute on the website. And if you hit the contribute tab, it says Art Jones for Congressman, P.O. Box 598, Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, Illinois, 60534. I don't know if that's correct, Art, but please correct me if it's not.
No, that's absolutely correct. And my phone number, the number I'm talking on right now is not the phone number that's on the website. My phone number, if anybody wants to give me a call and discuss any of these issues that I've been talking about here, is 708-435-1924. Okay? And I apologize for getting so impassioned about these things here, but I really feel very strongly about these issues. And I'd just like to finish up with my platform here, and then I'll be happy. I want to talk about what happened August 13th.
Well, hold on a second there, Art. We're going to have to answer the caller's question before he goes, because he asked about how people can donate, and he suggested that we talk about it a bit because it seems like there aren't a lot of people, like he said, putting their hands in their pocket. affiliates, and they like what they hear, but they don't pitch in to make sure that you can get into Congress, because I imagine that you would cause quite a ruckus there in the People's House, considering that you know, it's run more like an elite society, and this information can be garnered from reading books and articles and talking to people and listening to interviews, current, you know, sitting and former Congress people, that the way that they're feeded there and treated is literally like they're royalty. They live like royalty, and they actually have to pay money, sometimes in the millions of dollars, to get choice committee assignments. So they literally have to pay money to get these committee assignments. So I don't think Congress is what people believe it is or think it is or imagine it is, but if you were there, Art, you would definitely shake it up, because I know that you would not be susceptible to the way that they do business there, like bribes and all that. So it is important for folks to
Well, I was bribed. They offered bribe to drop out of the race.
But let's get into that after I answer this question, because I think it's important that folks do, if they do agree with your views and they want to see you in Congress, that they do pull out their checkbook and you know, go to your website, ArtJonesForCongressman.com, and put their money where their mouth is, because I know we did, and you know that. So,
yes, you did.
So I believe in you know, what you say, and I know you, and you're such a sweetheart of a guy, and I think you're too darn nice, but you know, I'm not going to tell that story now about why I think that, but there's a lot of reasons why I think it. But as far as Art Jones not getting coverage in American Free Press, which I write for American Free Press, which is AmericanFreePress.net, if you look at, and this is an editorial decision, it's not my decision, but if you look at what's been happening lately with what they call deplatforming. So it happened to the Power Hour, I think, in May, where YouTube just knocked out their entire you know, account. I mean, YouTube, Google, Amazon, all of these companies are just censoring everything that they want, and they can do it because it's legal for them to do it, because they're not the government; they're just a private company and or a public company even, but Congress gave them the right to do what they want in the Telecommunications Act. I think it's Section 213 or 231. So they can edit whatever they want. Folks, this is what I'm saying about time. It just goes. So we hear the music. We're going to come back. I'm going to answer that question for James from Minnesota, and then we'll get back into Art's platform. So hang with us. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News.
Thursday at the White House, President Trump participated in a roundtable discussion on the Foreign Investment Risk Review Modernization Act. The president talked about why this Modernization Act is such a big deal.
Because of our incredible achievements, other nations seek to steal, copy, or control American intellectual property. And we had very, very little safeguards up. And now we have probably the best there is in the world. We'll see if that's good enough. And if it's not, we will keep adding on to it.
Senator Lindsey Graham said that the president could replace Attorney General Jeff Sessions after the midterm elections. Reporters caught up with the senator earlier today.
The president's entitled to attorney general he has faith in, somebody that's qualified for the job. And I think there will come a time, sooner rather than later, where it will be time to have a new face and a fresh voice at the Department of Justice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yep, it's that time again. The time just goes. Okay, here's the answer to your question. It's an editorial decision because I think a lot of these newspapers and, well, look at what's happening to Alex Jones and InfoWars. They're deplatforming everybody. They don't want you to have alternative views. That's why this show is so important, because who knows, you know, what's going to happen. I mean, the way it's going now, it seems like groups like Antifa and many of these other styled groups are just running rampant over the country. I mean, they're not even arresting these people. They could rip down statues that honor the Confederate people who fought for what they believed in, and what they believed in is that they were fighting against federal tyranny. They can rip them down. They public and discredit their memory. And it seems like the powers that be, or as someone said, the powers that should not be, are just coddling them and doing what they want. So right now it's a very dangerous time in the United States as far as free speech is concerned. And because these companies, these private companies, like I said, it's a Telecommunications Act. I think it's Section 213 or 231, which gives them the ability to act as an editor, and they can legally just delete anything they want. And the First Amendment does not apply to private companies or even public companies. It applies. It was supposed to apply to the federal government, how it impacted states' rights. And each state has its own First Amendment. So, you know, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, is not applicable here. So they can do what they want. And I think American Free Press is scared to have art in its newspaper, because they're afraid, even though all of the mainstream media did it. It doesn't make sense to me, but that's an editorial decision. And I don't think that it's something that really is going to impact art. I mean, art's on this show, and this show has a big audience, and he's been on other shows, and he continues to get his name out there. So, unfortunately, as far as I'm concerned, that decision, should not have been made. I think art should have been in the pages of American Free Press. He's going to be in the pages of the Barnes Review, which is the sister publication to the newspaper, and it's the politically incorrect history magazine. So there'll be an interview that I did with Art there, which talks about a lot this and a lot more. So unfortunately, that is that's how it unfolded. I had no control over it. I hope that answers your question.
Okay. Yeah, Dave, that's great to hear, Dave. And I just want to mention real quickly, you might want to mention this also. There's a big headline story. I don't want to take you too far off topic, but there's a big headline story on Christopher Bolin's website where you were going to be one of the speakers for this September event about the sinking of the Liberty. The Zionists have managed to cancel that.
Yes.
So they are informing
people. Well,
they
canceled the venue.
Where the event will be taking place now. But that just came up on his website today. So that's the times that we're living in.
Yes, absolutely. It's really, and I interviewed the fellow who's putting that on, and he said, you know, he's been shut down and shunted and forced to hold meetings by the poolside at condominium complexes, and he says, we're not doing that. I'm not doing the pool thing anymore. We're going to be inside like other human beings do it. So, yeah, they canceled the event at the Hotel Contessa in San Antonio, Texas, for September 8th in San Antonio, but we're doing it. I'm going to be there. Phil Turney's going to be there. Chris Bolin's going to be there. A bunch of other people are going to be there on September 8th. Not too far from San Antonio. So, yeah, thanks. And you can go to that website. You can go to usslibertymovie.com and go to the events tab, and you can click into it there. That's the easiest way, usslibertymovie.com, and click on events, and then you'll see the link for that. Thank you for bringing that up. Appreciate
it. Thank you very much for helping Art so much on the show. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Thank you for being an American, because that's what it's all about. I mean,
Dave?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Art.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap up this platform.
Okay.
I want to deal about something that I attended on August 13th.
Sure.
The Neighborhood Amendment. I'm not going to get any details here, but the idea behind the Neighborhood Amendment is to prevent our schools and our neighborhoods from being overrun by gangs and drug dealers. Go to my website, okay, and I explain all about how it would work, all right? But it got the endorsement of at least one ethnic group, and that was the Greeks. The Hellenic voters of America endorsed the concept of the Neighborhood Amendment. And that's ironic because they're the ones from which we derived the concept of democracy and representative government. So they didn't see anything undemocratic about this Neighborhood Amendment concept. So go to my website and read all about it. The last point on my platform is this. Rebuild our country, okay? establish vocational trade scholarships for teaching young Americans truly useful trades in industry, construction, commerce, and agriculture. Don't waste 4 years of your life and enslaving another generation, to go to colleges where you got all this, these professors have just stuffed down their throats all this Marxist claptrap about racial equality and white privilege and all this sort of nonsense. Instead, establish these vocational scholarships and give us the kind of working people that we need to rebuild our country, to rebuild the infrastructure of our country, our streets, our roads, our bridges, our commerce, everything, okay? Start over, fresh, with a new generation here, and instead of sending them off to college to be brainwashed and come out hating their own country and their own race and their own religion, let's get them involved in a vocational trades. That's what I recommend. So that's my platform. Now, on August 13th,
Art, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, before you get into that August 13th, because I want to hear about that, but I want to say that in case some of the listeners are not aware of what you were saying as far as white privilege, there are colleges that offer college credit for courses about white privilege. So if some listeners might think that Art is a raving lunatic and talking about something that can't be true, this stuff is true. All you have to do is open your eyes and read and see what they're doing, how they're demonizing people who are interested in promoting their own ethnicity. Of course, it's okay for every other race to do that, but for whites, as soon as a white person does it, then you are a white supremacist, you are a Nazi, a neo-Nazi, you are everything bad. But certainly now you can earn college credit for learning about how privileged whites are. So I just wanted to say that, Art. Now, let me just tell you, because we're going to have another break coming up in a couple of minutes, but why don't you start with what happened on August 13th and set the stage for what you're going to talk about here.
Okay, August 13th was the monthly meeting of the Palos Township Board of Trustees. And there's a woman on there, her name is Sharon Brannigan. And last July of 2017, she made some remarks on her Facebook account that she was concerned about the influx of Muslims into the area, okay, and also the possibility that the children of these Muslims may not have been properly medically screened before they entered the public schools. That's all she said. Well, that got the Muslim community all bent out of shape, and they descended on the Board of Trustees meeting last July, okay, and demanding that she resign her position. She was elected to that office. Her term doesn't expire until April of 2021, but they demanded that she resign, and they've been demanding that she resign every single month for the past 14 months. Every time they hold a meeting, this mob of Muslims and Marxists shows up there, makes all this damn noise that you couldn't possibly believe until I went to that meeting and experienced it myself, okay? Demanding that she resign. Hey, hey, ho, ho, Sharon Brannigan got to go. That was one of their slogans, okay? And then there were several others. And then when I showed up, they went absolutely nuts. They just went absolutely nuts. And the meeting, I couldn't read a one-page statement. Okay, in her support, they would not allow me to read a single word. They just kept screaming and hollering and screaming and hollering and saying, hey, hey, ho, ho, Arthur Jones has got to go, you know. And they said they were not going to allow me to open my mouth. And they didn't. And as I was leaving the room, okay, one of them had a sign with me. One of them grabbed for the sign, and I pulled it back. And then another one slugged me as I was leaving.
Wow.
All right?
Wow.
And I don't know who it was who slugged me. He was going for the back of my head, but he hit me in the right shoulder instead, but it still hurt. Anyway,
that
walked
story,
out
Art,
there.
When we get back from the break, because I want to hear about that violence.
Okay.
All right, folks, we'll be right back.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi. I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, folks, we're back again. Art. So,
yes.
So, in other words, just let me get this straight. All this person did, all this politician did, was suggest that we make sure that these Muslim children are indoctrinated properly in the public school system just as every other child is. Is that right, or did I miss something?
Right. And you know, she was concerned that that the Muslim community has become very standoffish and clannish, off by themselves, and that the children have not possibly been, medically screened before they entered the public schools. And they get all bent out of shape about that, all right?
But all the rest of us have to do that. Why do the Muslims think that they shouldn't have to do that?
Well, that's a good question.
Okay, so anyways, tell listeners about what happened, how you got hit.
Now, can I read my statement that I never got a chance to read there? It's a real short statement.
Yes, but first tell the listeners what happened when they attacked you physically, because we didn't get to finish that.
Yeah, as I was leaving, okay, they were chanting, you know, and then they started saying, da 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 da, hey, goodbye, you know, that song from the 60s, I guess it came from. Anyways, as I was leaving, okay, this one guy grabbed the sign. I had a little sign that said Art Jones for Congress on there, okay? And as I was leaving, he grabbed the sign from me, and I grabbed it right back, and then somebody from behind tried to hit me in the back of the head, and he missed, and he hit me in the right shoulder instead. You know, it hurt. I don't know what he was using, maybe bare knuckles or brass knuckles or whatever, but it hurt. You know, I just walked out the door, walked across the street, where I unveiled a huge vinyl banner I had made up. It says, U.S. Constitution equals free speech. Sharia law equals no speech. And we stood there on Roberts Road, you know, and there's hundreds of cars going by, you know, and some would give us, a high sign of thumbs up or, you know, honk the horn in support, and others would flip us a finger. You know, the ones that flip us a finger were basically Muslim cars. But anyways, this has been going on for 14 months, okay? And when the Board of Trustees came in, all right, the minute they seen Sharon Brannigan, they immediately started booing her and everything like this. She sits down at the table. She doesn't say one word to them. The rest of the Board of Trustees did. And they let them carry on and carry on and carry on. So I walked over to the sergeant-at-arms. I said, what's your function here, sir? He said, well, I'm the sergeant-at-arms. I said, well, if you know anything about parliamentary procedure, the sergeant-at-arms' responsibility is to maintain order. I said, you call this chaos order? So then I was going to make my little statement, and they started booing the hell out of me. So after about, and I shouted right back at them. The only thing I could think of, they were saying, you know, hey, hey, ho, ho, Art Jones got to go, you know. And I would just shout back, go to hell, go to hell, go to hell. So that was my response to them. But in any event,
go ahead and read what you have. How long is that thing you want to read, Art?
It's very short.
All right, go ahead.
Very short.
Go ahead.
All right. It's called Stop the Harassment. Here in the United States, we have the freedom to determine who we want to lead us or represent us at all levels of government. This process by which we exercise this freedom is called the democratic process. And the democratic process is by way of holding an election. The winner of the election is then allowed to hold that office until he or she's term expires. Then a new election is held. That is how we do things in America. The only time someone is removed from elected office is when he or she committed a crime or is committing an immoral act. That person is then expected to resign from that office. What we don't do, however, is to attempt to force a person to resign from that office who is not committed a crime or an immoral act. That kind of mob rule is found in countries that respect neither life nor property nor freedom. And lawless mob rule has no place in America. Sharon Brannigan is an elected public official guilty of nothing except expressing a private opinion on her Facebook account. That is not a crime. Therefore, she has not done anything that is deserving of removal from office she is freely elected to. Her term expires in 2021. Until then, she should be free to perform her duties without being subjected to demands from a mob of Muslim and Marxist lawless agitators who are showing that they do not respect the democratic process that is the American way of electing our leaders. That being the case, if you don't like how we do things in this country, then go back to where you came from. I assure you, nobody will do anything to prevent you from leaving for your Marxist or Sharia law paradise.
Yeah, that's very good, and it's true, and that's one of the reasons I wanted you to come on the show, is because I wanted folks to hear what you had to say, because obviously what you're saying is not extreme at all, and this is, they want to paint you as an extremist, and you're not. You're just a regular American, and you're a nice guy, and I would love to see you in Congress. I'd love to see. They think Trump is shaking things up? Boy, of course they have ways that they could silence you. You mentioned parliamentary procedure.
Well, you know what happened? Here's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay? This is from a local newspaper dated August 16th, 2018, and this is Sharon Brannigan's response to me. I reject and condemn Arthur Jones and his candidacy for any office in any state in our United States of America. He and his repulsive blather is such that it is nonsensical for me to waste words or breath on a person so low in character. How do you like that?
Well, that is what you would expect from an unprincipled politician. You know,
and then she turned around and she had a flower shop. See, and she turned around and gave a bouquet of flowers to the leaders of these agitators. And he says, if she thinks that's going to stop our protest, she's sadly mistaken. He says, when you make a mistake, he says, a penalty must be paid. And as far as he's concerned, the penalty is for her to resign her office. So the protests are going to continue. Well, I contacted the FBI, okay? I talked to an FBI agent, and I told him, I said, this stuff's been going on, for God's sake, for 14 months. I said, this is a clear violation of my civil rights as an American citizen and the civil rights of other people that were there and were not allowed to speak. After I left, they made a video of the whole damn thing, okay? After I left, they zeroed in on some poor senior citizen, some poor little old man that came there to support Brannigan, and they screamed and hollered at him. And he wouldn't open his mouth. He just sat there in a chair, just absolutely frightened to death. Then they went to a Polish lady that was sitting right next to me, okay? And I asked her to take my sign while I got up to speak. And they turned around and physically intimidated her. Well, she called the police. The police came in there and had to give her an escort to her car. She was so terrified of these people, okay? But the Board of Trustees, they just sat there like a bunch of frogs on lily pads, didn't open their doggone mouths at all while all this was going on, and then after only eight minutes, they adjourned their meeting, concluding no business whatsoever.
Unbelievable.
Exactly.
Let me tell the listeners before we go. It's ArtJonesForCongressman.com, phone number 708-435-1924. If you want to talk to Art, you can call him right now. And Art Jones for Congressman, P.O. Box 598, Lyons, Illinois, 60534. Art, my friend, good luck in your race. I hope you get people who contribute to your campaign, and keep doing what you're doing and keep protecting America.
Thank you, Dave. And thank you, your audience, for at least hearing me out.
Great, Art. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. You all have a great weekend as well, and I don't know when I'll be back, but whenever Kat tells me, I'll be here. All right? Take care. Thanks, Kat. Thanks, Daniel. Thanks, Kyle.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at usgoldcoins.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.